Hello, everyone. I'm Trent Luce. Welcome to another edition of Roll Route to the program, where we gather every day at this time. Well, we do it Monday through Friday anyway. And what we do when we gather is continue to address the issues between food production and food consumption. My calendar says it's Wednesday. That means J.C. Cole checking in from New Jersey. Are you still on the planet?
I am. I'm trying to find an alternative. alternative to that.
You want to go check out places on Mars, or what are you thinking?
Well, I don't know, but at least that wonderful phrase from reported from Star Trek. Scotty, beam me up. There's no down here. I guess you're frustrated. I'm frustrated. It's been a frustrating week. Murphy's been having a field day, as in Murphy's Law.
So you're the first one that really brought to my awareness the whole predictive programming thing and how Hollywood has been in the mix of this the whole time. I now saw the latest scorecard on The Simpsons. And now, because they had a segment in there one day about a barge busting down a bridge, they're now putting the score of 50 things that happened on The Simpsons that have come to life. And they're going 50-0 is the score for The Simpsons, predictably programming us for the future. How does this happen?
That's a good question. So, I can't necessarily look. I'm a simple guy sitting here in New Jersey, but I think I've been watching this long enough. We're in two paradigms. We think that we're in the paradigm of apple pie, you know, red, white, and blue America. We, you know, work and make and enjoy life. And take its hardships.
Mm-hmm.
But there's another paradigm which has been kept away from us, I think, that's playing out, which is there's a war going on for the planet, and that includes other dimensions. But we were never taught anything about that. But if you actually look, Einstein even said it. He believes there's like 10 dimensions, and that we're in the third dimension, and third dimension has time. Well, if you look into something called the Akashic Records, you'll find it's almost like there's a cloud of knowledge in the sky that some people have been able to tap into, like Edgar Cayce, and that it's all happenings before, present, and after. Edgar Cayce has over 14,000 accurate predictions that have been documented because he had a very loyal assistant that would document them all. And there's actually an Edgar Cayce museum. I think it's in North Carolina. Never been there.
What time frame are we talking about Edgar Cayce? Because I know he's the one who said Russia is going to come to the world aid, so to speak, and alleviate us from all of these troubles.
Well, no, he didn't say that. He said what apparently he said is the hope for humanity rests with the Russians. Okay. Now the Russians are a bloodline. Okay. And he said it, I think, in late 30s. I think he passed away during World War II, 1945 approximately. And at that time, the Russians were captured by the Soviet Union. Oftentimes, Americans confuse Russians with Soviets. That's kind of like confusing Texans with Americans. Yes, the Texans are Americans, but it is not meaning that all Americans are Texans. So the Soviet Union was 15 countries. I don't even know how many nationalities, because many of the European countries had more than a few nationalities, especially Russia. For instance, even Latvia had two nationalities, Latvians and the Libs. There aren't too many of the libs still living, but there's and there's a separate language of lib. I've never heard it spoken when in 18 years in Latvia. But anyway, let's get back to it.
Before we do that, Edgar Cayce was born in Kentucky, March 18th, 1877. And died January 3rd, 1945, at the age of 67, from, they are reporting it as, a stroke.
And apparently he was a very gifted man. They called him the sleeping prophet, where he would go into some form of trance and then answer questions. And you got to look him up, because he answered some amazing questions. And he would always help people. And I think this is one of the things we're going into, Trent, and I think you represent it. There's service to self, mm-hmm. and there's service to others. And the Hopis say that the fifth world, that the fourth world is ending, and that would be service to self. In other words, it's about me, 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 me.
Right.
And you can see that, just look at Wall Street.
Yeah.
And we're going into service to others, where we care about our neighbors. We care about our world. We care about our globe. Okay, so you see this battle kind of going on, but no one's really defined it. But that's literally what's happening. You see great people that are out there working hard for other people, like you, like me. Right? You know, I'm trying to create a series of sustainable farms, because if we don't have food, we're in trouble. And of course we're, you know, we look at this very brittle supply chain. The first thing is to wake people up saying, hey, it's a brittle supply chain. Right. And that was, let's say, my awareness, because I dealt with the collapse of the Soviet supply chain. I come back and our supply chain is just waiting to break. We're not sure what's going to break it, but it's waiting to break. And then most people don't have food delivered. And of course, if all you have to do is just go to the supermarket and see this massive, almost like machine, providing a huge amount of food, right? All based on a just-in-time delivery system, which is positioned to break. And by the way, our enemies know it. Our enemies, both domestic and foreign. And so it can be taken down at any time. And of course, you and I have harped on it. Oh, bad pun. Harped on it that the one of the main key links in the entire chain is the electric grid.
Yep, absolutely. You don't even need to take down the trucking industry. Just turn the electric grid off. You can't store the food in the store. You're toast.
Or lack of toast.
Oh, perfect. You're all punny today. You know, you're trying to influence the weather with the harp, and you're milk toast. And hey, I have now 4 rows of potatoes planted. Feeling pretty all good right. about that.
It's potatoes.
Potatoes.
Right. So what it looks like is, to get back to predictive programming, my understanding, as best I've studied it for a while, is as best I can see, is there is a group of people that believe in karma. Okay. And we all of us will go back to our belief systems. And there's this, again, there's this war going on over belief systems. And that in karma, if this group of people does something bad, like trying to reduce the population of the globe, they have to tell you that they're going to do it. And if you do nothing about it, the karma goes to you. So if you look, you can find it if you search hard. There are over 60 different times they told us 9/11 was going to happen. It's on YouTube, right? And some of them are amazing, including movies, and just amazing how many times they told us. Okay, right. Now, who told us doesn't really matter. The problem with predictive programming is when you first see it, it looks like fiction. So you don't know if this is fiction.
It doesn't resonate.
Yeah.
The clock is resonating, though. J.C. Cole, Trent Lewis, more Roll Route after this. Greg Hager music continues to inspire the world, not just the nation. Greg Hager writes everything. That's why he puts his, and when I say he puts his heart and soul into it, he doesn't perform anything or sing that he doesn't write himself. Full details about Greg Hager music, how you can find an album, how you can find his tour schedule. More importantly, maybe you want to invite him to one of your events. You'll send me a thank you. GregHager.com. Welcome back. Roll Route, Trent Lewis, alongside J.C. Cole. We're talking about predictive programming. And when you see something like two Twin Towers in New York City going down, you're like, well, that will never happen here. Well, that was the case until September 11th, 2001.
And that there can be, well, this is one of the things that most people don't wrap their head around. There is evil in this world.
Yeah.
There is good in this world. And once you realize there's evil, what does evil mean? And the best I can understand, it's evil against humanity and the earth. Okay. Because if there are other intelligent species that are against humans, they think they're doing perfectly correct things. Right, just like humans who, one of the arguments with eating livestock is humans think we're doing perfectly good things. Well, the livestock might not think that way. Getting back to predictive programming, so we see numerous accounts, including a testimony by a guy named Todd back in the 1980s, who came out and he claimed he was in the Illuminati group.
Who was this? JC, who was this?
John Todd.
Okay.
And he literally says exactly what I said. This is where he picked it up, that predictive programming is karma. They're telling you this is going to happen. If you do nothing about it, you get the bad karma. Okay, so we saw this train accident in Ohio was a movie a year before, exactly in the same location with the exact same events. Okay, so we're seeing, and the Simpsons have a very large amount of, I would call it predictive programming. The problem is you don't know which one's going to actually fulfill or when,
right?
Because some of this can be 20, 30 years old. All right. So my very much concern is there's a very large amount of predictive programming. It's not one piece. It's not two pieces. There's numerous pieces that New York gets hit with a wave of water, basically a tsunami. Okay. And I found this out years ago, and I got my best friend to get off of Long Island. Now, will it happen? Don't know, because it looks like people are somebody is able to fight over timelines and change the direction they go, which is no physics I understand. But very strong predictive programming that New York gets hit with tsunami. All right. And
we can't watch Back to the Future with the same mindset in today's world.
If you watch the movie Back to the Future, you will see 9/11 is there.
On the clock.
Yeah.
It was 9/11 on the clock.
That's just one of those things. So what happens is, since I've been watching this, I've been watching it for almost 10 years, right? I'm going, oh my goodness, this can't happen. right? Well, if you actually look at the Bible, many people who study the Bible believe Mystery Babylon is New York City.
Mm-hmm.
Now, whether it's accurate or not, you know, listen to, you know, 2,000 years of people arguing over the Bible. Two farmers aren't going to solve this, right?
But, yeah, but we could try.
Yeah, but it says Mystery Babylon gets wiped out with a wall of water. That's in the Bible. Okay, yeah. That might be predictive programming. I don't know, but there are movies showing New York getting wiped out. Even if you remember Planet of the Apes, you saw Statue of Liberty is half buried in sand, right? And so there are numerous what I would call predictive programming that New York gets hit. Okay, so what do you do about it? You know, and there's also predictive programming that we go into a third world war, unfortunately. And it looks like we're there. I mean, it's certainly clandestine. We
approved a funding yesterday.
Yeah. Oh, why are we funding a country 5,000 miles away from us that is in war with Russia? Oh, by the way, since I had found out this information that New York City may get wiped out with a tsunami, the Russians have invented a very high technical torpedo that does exactly that. It has a 5,000 mile range. It cannot be stopped, apparently. It's a drone torpedo, so it thinks on its own, right? And a 5,000 mile range means it can be launched from the other side of the Atlantic, and it blows up and creates a tidal wave to take out coastal cities. So, and the Russians have told us, stop poking the bear, right? They've told us. And what did our Congress do yesterday? Poke the bear.
Yeah, and we stopped using a blunt stick and we used a sharp edge.
Yes. And so you start to add up things. The Russians are saying, leave us alone. This is our fight. Okay. And why Washington first? We all know the country's bankrupt, right? $34 trillion, $35 trillion. Does it even matter anymore? Who can think in trillions, right? Actually, most Americans don't even know how many zeros are behind that.
Yeah, right? I do not. I don't know what a trillion is. It's ridiculous. I do know that vote yesterday cost this household it cost every household $1,300. So write a check for $1,300 today.
Yeah, exactly. For some people who that country is, even according to the UN, the most corrupt country in Europe. Okay.
And, well, what I want to do, and I need to do this before tomorrow, is make a list of the million-dollar properties, like the $20 million palace that Zelensky just bought in the UK, like the yacht and the luxury homes in Florida that he has purchased. How many million-dollar homes does this guy need with my taxpayer dollars?
Right. And even worse, I think many people have seen this guy on TV or on the video, Colonel Douglas MacArthur, McGregor. I'm sorry.
Absolutely. He's fantastic.
McGregor. Yeah, yeah. I think he's right on. And he says they're all dead. 600,000 people killed in Ukraine. Okay. We are funding that. This is our karma. We are funding the elimination, the ethnic cleansing of Ukraine for who? Israel. When are people going to wake up? The people that run Israel, I don't think they're human.
Well, they're certainly not when you have good versus evil, they're certainly not on the good side.
Right.
The people running Israel.
That doesn't mean the Jews. In fact, some of my the closest pairing friends are Jewish, right? But if you look behind the scenes, you pull that curtain back, you'll find that there is a faction of the Jews known as Sabbatine Franks, right, which are basically demonic. They're Satanists. They're hiding behind being Jews. What a great place to hide.
And we're giving them money.
Of course, be quiet. Do not insult Israel. It's against the law, right? Do not question what happened at the Holocaust. You will go to jail. You know, Mike Adams has a good point. Well, it wasn't 6 million Jews that was killed. It was 5,900,000. Oh, but that's denying the Holocaust, and I can go to jail in Germany. And they put people in jail in Germany for this, right? This is how to shut people up and stop the deductive reasoning that we've been lied to since World War II, right? And that goes right into the CIA.
Yeah,
right.
I think the lie started way before World War II. It might have started about July 1776, but that's another issue. Halftime. J.C. Cole, Trent Lewis, more after this. Let's shift over and talk about Simpson Farm Enterprises, Hayes, Kansas, doing business throughout the Great Plains of America from Nebraska south, including Colorado. Apache sprayers. This is the time of year where it is instrumental that when you are spraying and you need the equipment to work, you have someone to rely on for service, and you can make a phone call and talk to a person who actually is hands-on. That is where SimpsonFarm.com shines like no other. The Apache sprayer technology and the service that comes along with it. Get more details about Apache sprayers and Simpsons at SimpsonFarm.com. Welcome back. Roll Route, Trent Lewis, J.C. Cole. I have to share this, J.C. is completely... No, I don't think it is off topic, but it's close to some very dear friends of mine. I don't know if you heard about Ryan and Valerie Watson, who were trying to come home from Turks and Caicos Islands, which is, I guess, part of the Bahamian Islands. I don't know exactly. It's in the Caribbean. That's all I know. The U.S. Embassy had a very strict warning to all U.S. tourists going to the Turks and Caicos Islands. Make sure that you do not have any accidental firearms or ammunition in your bags when you come to these islands. Well, Ryan Watson made a mistake, had a bullet in his bag, and as they were coming home from their vacation, he is going to be sentenced today to 12 years in prison on those islands for having a ammunition in his bag. I went back and looked because I want to know the history of this. Dating back to 2022, the Turks and Caicos Islands in the Bahamas implemented a very strict firearm policy and confiscated, literally confiscated, all firearms and ammunition on the islands. And they gave a grace period for anybody that would come forward that they didn't get their firearms or in 2022. And then as of last fall, put in place a very strict. And I share it because I know the Governor Stitt from Oklahoma has actually gotten involved and tried to intervene and ask for leniency. But I share it. And Ryan Watson at this point in time is being the guinea pig for everybody who leaves this country, maybe even leaves your state. You need to know where you're going, what the laws are, and what the ramifications may be if you don't comply. Because this, I got a feeling, JC, this is a sign of the times to come. This is not just happening in the islands. You could be going to California and end up with the same situation if you're not careful.
That's true. And this is, you know, Trent, I'm just amazed how you and I are almost always on the same line. So in one of the articles I picked up this week, what are the worst states to be a gun owner in? So this is interesting. So what's number one, the worst state to be a gun owner?
Well, naturally, everybody's going to say California, but my experience would not be the same. I'm going to say New Mexico.
Hawaii.
That makes sense.
California's number two. That's a, I did the exact same thing. I would think it would be California. New York is number three. Illinois is number four. And yes, New Jersey is number five. And
wow, we are congratulations.
We're going to try harder.
I got to tell you the story, though, and the reason that I waffled on California is because you remember in the Obama years when firearms, and I know that they're still just selling like hotcakes, but ammunition was just, you couldn't find it. And I have a Colt six revolver, a Vaquero, so it shoots long Colt 45. I could not find long Colt 45 anywhere. I mean, nowhere. And then, strangely enough, I was speaking at a bull sale in a rural part of California, and I was telling this guy I can't find any Colt long Colt 45, and he said, "How much you want?"
You know, I had a similar thing like that. My nephew manages a gun small gun shop, and I get a call from one of my friends, one of my genius friends who really built wood gas. We talked about wood gas. Mm-hmm. You know, and he built me a wood gas generator, and he goes, "I'm looking for 32 shorts." And I was like, "What?" He goes, "I've got this antique gun that shoots 32 shorts. I can't find it." I called on my nephew. He goes, "Ah, we got a whole bunch sitting down in the basement. How much you want?"
Oh, wow.
Right. You know, but here's the thing on prepping. Okay. You want to be, whether you have a group yet or not, it would be called a MAG, a mutual assistance group. Right. There are a couple of books on it. I recommend you read up on it. But that's basically, you know, your small community. You mm-hmm. want to be group compliant with your firearms, right? So you don't want to have, you know, one guy with a Colt, you know, 45 long, and another guy with a Ruger or, you know, let's pick something up. A Mosin Nagant, which is shooting 7.62 by 54. You know, what you want is what is most common in America. And that comes down to 9mm and 5.56. So 9mm is your pistol cartridge, and 5.56 is your rifle cartridge. Okay, you could argue 308. All three of those are NATO cartridges, by the way. Okay, so I'm a little bit off. Yes, I know. 308s are a little more powerful than the NATO 7.62 by 51, but you want a 308 for reaching out the long distance of power. So those fall into two basic firearms, the Glock 19 or 17 and the AR-15, right, which is... you know, the civilian model of the M4, right? Those are the most common firearms in America. And therefore, when you're group compliant, you all, one, know each other's firearms. Mm-hmm. You all have AR-15s and practice with them. Two, your magazines are interchangeable. And three, your bullet is interchangeable, your cartridge. We can call it a bullet. So that's just a little tip on prepping. Now, whether you like Glocks or not, and we don't want to get into that argument, especially with men, right? You know, that's like, arguing over what's better, Ford, Chevy, or Dodge pickups. Yeah, right. No one's going to win that argument. But the real bottom line is, those are the two most popular firearms. Anyway, just a little prepping stuff.
Yeah, you're hitting me close to home because of all the assortment I have, those are the two I don't have.
Well, you are unique.
Yeah, I know. And I want a 17 caliber rifle. I mean, I could shoot a turkey with that, I guess. I don't know.
Well, yeah. What can I say? But you know, those are pretty much the facts. And, you know, yes, you can get through. By the way, if anybody wants to read what happens when it really hits the fan, when sewage hits the fan, look up a guy named Selko Begovic, who went through the Bosnian Wars, which were in 1992, 93, 94, and I was over a couple of hundred miles away watching these were vicious wars between Kosovo and Bosnia and a couple other places. It was the breakup of Yugoslavia, and now you think Yugoslavia 1984 held the Winter Olympics, and 10 years later they're in war, splitting up. This is how simple it can get, right? And read what happened. He got stuck in a city between two armies, right, for a year as a 19-year-old, totally unprepared, right? And the horror stories he went through. And, you know, he survived. But, you know, he'll never be the same again. They had no water, no food, no electricity, no heat for 2 years. For a year between the two armies.
Right.
Right. And even worse is the armies would start snipering the civilians. So you couldn't go out during the day because you'd be shot. Right. And so you only could go out at night. And at night, then the gangs ruled. And this is why one thing is you know, listen, if you have the money, get night vision. You know, get thermal. It's called owning the night, because if we lose the electric grid, the predators are going to come out at night. And I don't mean the four-legged ones. I mean the two-legged ones. Four-legged ones are already coming up, by the way.
The four-legged ones give you practice for when the two-legged ones show up.
Yes. And so, this is coming, unfortunately. And again, we're in two paradigms, and people don't want to realize the second paradigm is a nightmare. There's a war going on for the planet, right? And they're trying to destroy the United States, and they're trying to destroy Russia. And of course, the best way to do that is put them in the war against each other. So what do we do? What is our Congress doing? Waving Ukrainian flags. How dare American politicians wave another flag? We should have them all tried on treason.
I can't even count on two hands the number of people in the Senate, in the U.S. Senate and the U.S. House that I have known personally for a period of time, and it is completely out of character for them to vote the way they're voting. I want to sit down with one of them, look them in the eye, and tell me, what are you thinking?
Well, they're either brainwashed or blackmailed or both.
I don't think these people are blackmailed. I think they're brainwashed. I think they have been given such a load of information. My personal senator, I talked to him early on about this whole Ukraine-Russia thing, and it was just like, we got to beat Russia no matter what. Trent, you can't be in favor of anything but beating Russia. I'm like, why? What is Russia's threat to me? Ukraine is sucking me dry and hiding all this avian influenza research and what they're doing to kids and who knows what else. Why do I need to worry about Russia?
And then they gave us this lie. I heard it from Newt Gingrich saying, we have to stop Russia because they're trying to rebuild the Soviet Empire, right? And well, there's not any evidence. And why don't you say, okay, let them see if they actually take Ukraine and go to Poland, and let's stop them at Poland versus this was the same lie they gave in Vietnam. Exact same lie. If we don't stop the communist takeover, they're going to take over our country.
Roll route. I'm taking over the clock. Last segment after this. Certified Piedmontese is not taking over the beef supply. We just want to carve out our niche for the people who want to have guaranteed tender beef every time and be assured the beef you're consuming comes from the Great Plains. CPBeef.com. Welcome back. Roll Route, Trent Lewis alongside J.C. Cole joining us into our final segment already. What else did you have on tap for today? Because I know you always have your printed off versions of where we need to go.
Yes, I did my homework.
Well, I'm assuming this will be some day in history.
Well, there are some great dates in history on this one. Just real quickly, Russia has moved tactical nuclear missiles to their western border. This is reported by Hal Turner, right? Which means that all of Finland and Estonia is now in range for those missiles. Okay. This is one reason I moved. because the three Baltic countries, curse, if three Baltic countries have a legitimate worry that Russia would take them over. Well, you know, it was called 50 years of history, but I don't think Russia really wants to take them over. Right? And many people don't understand. Latvia is 35% Russian. 35%. You think that Putin's going to let anything happen to that 35%? You better start thinking lots smarter. Okay, here's another one. Barbaric savagery. Israel is to sacrifice red heifers. Now, anybody who looks into that knows that there's a group that's trying to rebuild the third temple. And in order to do that, they have to, by their belief, sacrifice some steer, burn them, and then spread their ashes to clean the site where the third temple goes. Okay, so what are they practicing? Satanism. They're sacrificing animals in the name of their god. Right? What god asks for sacrifice of animals?
Not mine.
Right. And even worse is, much belief is the location has to be what is where known as the Dome of the Rock, which is the third most holy site in Islam. So in order to build this temple, they have to destroy the third most holy area of Islam. You think that might start a war in the Middle East?
I don't think that's going to play well.
No, I don't think so. I think what we get to do is watch Tel Aviv turn into glass. And actually, you know, quite honestly, how many problems would go away if Tel Aviv disappeared? Think about that.
For everybody who thinks we have to protect Israel for all things all the time, and that is a Christian, along with me, do you know that Tel Aviv is the most homosexual city in the world?
Right.
That in itself should be exposed.
Right. And did you notice how many pedophiles have been being arrested that are not Irish?
I don't really understand your question, but I think it's going somewhere.
Weinstein, Epstein, right? Lauda, yeah. Wiener, well, Anthony Wiener, the Wiener.
Right? Well, they're not Scottish either, to be honest.
Well, they're not Scottish either, right? Right. But you start to go, is there something wrong with part of this group? This bloodline. These are all the same bloodline. They're known as the Khazarian bloodline, which they're hiding.
Maxwell, don't forget Maxwell. That was really the impetus behind Epstein.
Yep, she's also in there.
Well, her dad was the problem, right?
Well, her dad was Mossad. Everybody knows that.
Absolutely. Yeah. Well, no, they don't. Not enough people do know that.
Well, that and
these
and
are the people running Israel today. And this is the people we just gave billions of dollars to.
Here's a woman. She has apparently a license for submarines. You know, how many people know how to drive a submarine? Do you think that maybe trafficking of children in the islands with a submarine might work? Just pointing that out.
Yes, I do.
Right. All right. Let's
By the way, where is that island?
Well, it's in the Caribbean. I think it's in the Virgin Islands.
And how close is it to the Turk and Caicos Islands I was previously talking about?
That one you got me on. I don't know.
I don't know. Because I know it was in the Virgin Islands, but I didn't know.
Let me jump into a couple things that happened of significance. Okay, this is one that almost nobody knows. I had some Norwegian partners, and they told me. This is fascinating. April 29th, 1940, the Battle of Drøbak Sound. Okay, Drøbak is a tiny little village on a beautiful Norwegian fjord. And what happened was the Nazis were sending in the Navy to capture Oslo, and they're coming through the Sound, and there was an old retired let's say military guy who was in charge of lookout in this tiny little town of Drøbak, and he spotted the Nazi Navy coming down the Sound, and of course they had old artillery from World War I, and he couldn't get to Oslo to find out, you know, what to do. So he opened fire on them, and the first shot went straight down, apparently the tube, and hit the arsenal on the back, on the flagship, and sunk it immediately.
Mm.
And what ended up happening was it delayed the Nazis for a few weeks to take Norway, and the King of Norway and his government were able to flee to Britain just because of this lucky shot that this guy made. Now, to this day, if you look at Trafalgar Square in Britain on Christmas, there's a Norwegian spruce tree put up for Christmas, donated by the Norwegians as a basic thank you for that. Just a little pieces of our history that nobody really knows. Here's another one. April 29th, 1945, the U.S. Army liberates 31,600 people out of Dachau concentration camp in Germany. And I told you, my father flew the third relief plane in to that and had original pictures of basically the concentration camp. And so as a kid, a mischievous kid, I always got into his war cabinet, you know, chest.
Without his knowledge, I might add.
Yeah, and you know, I saw, you know, as a 10-year-old, I was looking at pictures, piles of dead bodies.
So your father not only flew that third plane in, he flew significant. I mean, remember seeing the flight log for those who he flew to the Nuremberg trials.
That's also correct. And many people don't know that, okay, April 30th, so 1945, Hitler commits suicide along with his wife, Eva Braun. Okay,
Do you have a picture of that dead body?
That was a lie, yeah. Right? And now they proved it. They proved that Hitler escaped to Argentina and actually, I think, was down in Ecuador, died down there. There's even an FBI document that was released saying that they knew this in the 60s. Okay. But here's another one. So that was April 30th. So May 1st, 1945, the next day, Admiral Karl Dönitz forms the German government. In other words, he took Hitler's place. My father delivered Dönitz to Nuremberg.
So with what we know today, because we think about I mean, you could talk about Mussolini, Stalin, Lenin, Hitler, whoever, Mao. I'm beginning to learn that these people are evil, yes. But they're useful idiots. They're just put in a position of power by the Rothschilds or whoever to inflict damage upon whatever they need to gain. Hitler wasn't a mastermind. He was just the one who conveyed the message in a very slick way.
I think you're right. I wouldn't call him necessarily an idiot, but useful, very much useful. And, you know, who's really running the world behind the scenes? And as Putin said, Putin came out and said, you don't know who actually is running your government in his interview with Tucker Carlson, which is correct.
But why don't he tell us? I'd like to know.
Well, I think he's playing a good game of chess, and it might not have been time for that move.
Right.
Okay. What else? May 1st, 1943.
1 minute, JC.
This is a big one. May 1st, 1943. Most Americans don't really know. Food rationing begins in the United States. Okay. Well, that's when we had something like 20 million small farms. What happens if the supply chain breaks? 98% of the people in America don't produce any food, don't grow any food, and it's not grown locally. There's not enough food in New Jersey to feed the people in New Jersey. Right? And the same with New York. No, New York's even worse. My last thing. Which major city? There's an article that came out. Which major city will completely collapse first? Los Angeles, Chicago, or New York City? I go, well, Baltimore's already taken off because I think they already did.
They collapsed a long time ago.
When New York goes, what happens to our financial system? Mm-hmm. People just don't—they just don't figure it out.
Yeah, I think we're back to my bacon is worth quite a bit of money, so I got hog bellies for you. And potatoes,
right?
In a pink moon, planted them in a pink moon. That'll do it. We've successfully journeyed down that path, connecting food producers to food consumers. For J.C. Cole, I'm Trent Lewis. Both of us reminding you that all roads do lead to a roll route. I want to remind you about healthy living. There's several things involved. It's not just one thing ever. Lifestyle is always at the top of the list. But I'm pretty happy with how I start every single morning. That's with a tablet. A nitric oxide launches from NO2U.com. Dr. Nathan Bryan has all of the science. I don't know that I understand the science. I know that it improves your immune system. I know that it gets your cardiovascular system working. And I know you get proper blood flow everywhere, including the brain and other places where you want it when you want it. See NO2U.com. NO number two, letter U.com. NO2U.com. Trent's your coupon code.